Well, hi folks, welcome to my Travel Time podcast. Today I'm talking to Peter Sabon. Peter is an associate professor at the University of Melbourne in the engineering faculty. Peter's in charge of an innovation practices program that's being conducted in the Masters of Engineering there. I've been involved in it myself this year, and here we have a chance to explore it a little bit. So welcome, Peter.
G'day.
So Peter, engineering and innovation, can you tell me why are you doing this?
Why are we doing this? Well, engineering is fundamentally about solving two problems. It's about solving the question of what are we going to build and the question of how are we going to build it. And traditionally, engineering education has focused on the question of how are we going to build it. And in fact, all professional education has basically focused on the equivalent question of how are we going to build it. So we teach accountants how to do people's accountants, lawyers how to do transactions, how to interpret the law, and so on and so forth. And the other question, the what are we going to build question in all professions, is generally something that people are expected to learn in their first 5 or 10 years of professional practice.
Yeah.
And if they're any good at it, you make them a partner.
Yeah.
And if they're not any good at it, you get rid of them and get someone else.
Yeah.
But in engineering and other professions as well, over the last 20, 30 years, a lot of that how are we going to build it stuff has become automated. And so now engineering, the engineering calculations that I had to do when I was a young graduate or a student engineer now are all done automatically. And what we would spend weeks on is you can do in an afternoon or an hour or so. And the result is that engineering work has changed, and all professional work has changed, so that now young professionals are expected to be able to engage in these much more strategic, conceptual questions much earlier in their careers.
Yep.
They have to engage with the business questions. They have to be able to have appropriate professional judgment. They have to think about the value creation processes they're engaging in, and not just in the technical work, much earlier in their careers.
Right, so that's why you're doing it. So can you tell us a little bit then about the program? I know it involves companies, innovation projects, a large number of Masters of Engineering students. Can you give us a little bit of a description of what you're doing?
So what we do is we go out to companies, government departments, some individuals, and we solicit innovation challenges from them. So they might be some sort of strategic opportunity or something like that. Not problems, but opportunities. Problems tend to have much too much context attached to them. And we bring that challenge or that opportunity into the classroom for 11 out of 12 weeks, or for 12 weeks, essentially for a semester. And we bring someone from the company into the classroom with the problem, and they work on the problem with the students for 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So that's, or for 11 of the 12 weeks. So that'd be somewhere between 4 and 6 students in a group, generally 5 or 6. And they started with the challenge, and by the end, the company has a few really valuable insights into their challenge and some pretty good ideas about a path forward. And obviously, in that time, you don't get a worked up solution, but you get a lot of conceptual design work done ready for the technical work.
Yes, and at the moment, you're doing it, you have 300 students this year. Is that the plan, or you?
Yes.
What are you doing in the future?
So we're doing a bit more than 300 students this year. This year it's going to be about 335. So we do 30 projects a semester, or 29 projects a semester, aiming for 30, with 6 students each. So that's about 180 or up to
so
180 per
they're
semester.
They're working in teams, and that's
so they're working in teams. So yeah. Each class has up to 15 teams in it.
Yeah.
And we're running 2 classes at the moment.
Yeah.
So that gives us 150 to 180 kids a semester.
Yeah.
And then we aim to go to 3 per semester next year. So
yes.
That'll be 45 projects Yes. About 45 companies.
Yes. Well, so you're scaling up.
So we're scaling up. Yeah. And the eventual aim, well, it depends on whether I get my way. I want to go across campus. So we have a few students from the medical school in the classroom at the moment. We would talk about bringing in students from other faculties as well.
Right.
So it would be really exciting to get students, not just engineering students, but fine arts students from the College of the Arts and law students and architecture students and vet students working together on these projects,
yeah,
which
fantastic.
Would be extremely exciting.
Yeah.
And then we want to go further into the engineering school. So we have ambitions, if we can get enough companies excited, to go to somewhere between 200 and 400 projects a year.
Right. And how's the program been going? How are the projects
gangbusters.
Going?
Gangbusters.
Is that the official review?
That's
or
the
your
official
review.
Right. I think that the trick has been to design a business model that makes it really attractive for companies. So that companies not only want to participate, but want to return.
Yep.
And we are getting very good return rates from companies. They're getting really good value for their input. So we've got that business model right, we're pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then the second problem has been getting the delivery model right, so that we can deliver very high quality outputs to both. I mean, there's three audiences for the program. There's the students, the university, and the companies, and they all have quite distinct offers to them.
Yeah.
We offer about five things to each audience.
Yeah.
And my time has been spent over the last year designing and putting into place a delivery model that can scale and where I can reliably get other people to deliver it at an extremely high quality.
Yeah, and you've also been helping the companies to actually design the project so they're suitable.
Yeah, so one of the things is companies often think that they don't have a project to do because often designing the projects involves coming in and helping them rethink parts of their strategy and stuff to see where an opportunity might lie that they're sitting latent or something like that. And it's surprising how often you can do that, and they're very excited because we come up with an opportunity they hadn't seen. It's not that we're particularly brilliant, it's just that we have different eyes and different understandings of what's going on. And in fact, because I'm talking to half the companies in Melbourne, I have a pretty good idea of what's going on around the city. And so we bring these projects in, and as I said, we've got 30 of them at the time.
Fantastic. And what's your own background, Peter? What have you done and been involved in?
I'm a Renaissance guy. So I trained.
You're
in
that old. Huh?
I'm that old. I trained in engineering. I wanted to be an environmental engineer, but they didn't exist in those days, which probably dates me. So I became a water and wastewater engineer. And then at 3:30 one morning, I was doing an inspection of the Geelong sewers, being fed oxygen by some very crusty old guys who'd been working the sewers of Geelong for about 30 years and thought the occupational health and safety regulations were a bit of a joke, not that there actually were any in those days. And somewhere walking around in that sewer, I decided that maybe I didn't want to be an engineer anymore.
Right.
So I went off to MIT and did a master's in public policy.
Yep.
And then a PhD in management, looking at safety management in chemical plants.
Right.
Then a quick stint at Harvard and the ETH in Zurich and to the business school at Melbourne, where I was for about 15 years.
Yeah.
And then now in engineering.
So you were teaching innovation at the business school?
Innovation and organisational design. Organisational behaviour.
Right. So you have a great background for this. So for the leaders that would be listening to this podcast, some are engineers, but most of them are not. But what would be some of your key insights from this program and previously about, the nature of innovation for leaders, you think?
I suppose one of the most interesting insights is that when I talk to people about the program, they get very excited.
Mm.
So I was meeting with a senior manager at one of the big banks the other day, and he has a big IT group. And he said, well, this is fantastic. Now, how do I get you to teach all of my engineers to think this way too?
Yep.
So I think the one insight is I think there is a broad recognition that the the locus of engineering work, and I suspect most professional work, is moving from technical problem solving to the intersection between, or technical design, for want of a better way of putting it, to the intersection between conceptual design and technical design. And that is what's driving a huge amount of this stuff about needing to work in teams, needing to work across cultures, disciplinary cultures, not national cultures, because it's driven by other things. A lot of it is being driven by this move, this underlying move to automate technical work. And so companies that are very enthusiastic about what we're doing, that's one thing. It's interesting. Another thing is companies are talking about or recognizing that they have an obligation to help create the graduates they want to hire. Is actually quite, it's very hard for the university. The old thing was very easy for universities to train for. Yeah. What we're trying to do now is much harder, and companies realizing that this is, you know, that if they want those sorts of graduates, they have to help create them, which is an insight that I wasn't expecting.
Yes.
Another one is that it's surprisingly easy to create the projects, that the world is amazingly imperfect.
Yes.
And that it's, although it's sometimes tricky to actually come up with a project there in the moment, it's been surprisingly easy to run 30 projects with 25 companies a semester for the last three semesters, and so we're quite happy to be starting to expand. And so that's what it'd be three. You were involved.
Fantastic.
What insights did you have?
Well, my insight was that engineering is actually a far more interesting field than I'd ever thought, and I felt quite jealous of these people who were making things and innovating about things. But I really like that. It's the point you make. I like that intersection about the relational and the technical, because I think that's where the action is, if you like, in so many organisations at the moment, and that's one of the core things that you're attacking and addressing on this program. So look, I want to thank you very much, wish you all the best, and we'll hear from you some more. Thanks, Peter.
You're welcome.